Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Chai with Jams podcast, season two. I'm Ritika Agrawal, your host, where I sit down and have a virtual cup of tea with some of the most inspiring and successful individuals from around the world. Join me as I delve into their stories, explore their triumphs and challenges, and discover the ingredients that help brew them success. This season, we're focusing on individuals that are on the rise, that wear multiple hats, and have insights that can help transform your everyday life. Please join me in welcoming Miss World Canada 2024, Tanpreet Parmar. Hi, Tanpreet. Welcome to the Chai with Jams podcast. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to meet you virtually.
I know. I've been in awe of your story, and congratulations on winning the title. Congratulations on winning Miss Canada 2024. How does that feel?
Thank you. It feels amazing. It's been a work in progress, but I'm completely and absolutely honored and just really grateful to have the title.
I know. I would love to ask, you grew up in North Delta, correct?
Yes.
How did your...
I was born in Hong Kong, but we moved to Vancouver when I was about 4 years old.
Wow. Okay. So did you feel that sort of a transition when you moved when you were 4 years old, or was it kind of easy since you were super young?
I think it was a little bit of both, you know, of course, navigating through a new culture, coming to Canada and just kind of learning to adjust. It was a little bit. And of course, I was so young and it's hard to remember everything now, but it definitely was a bit of an adjustment for myself, my family, but coming at a young, sort of young age did help for sure.
Yeah. So growing up in Vancouver, how did your community influence your path to becoming Miss Canada?
I would say not only influence, but more so support. So throughout my life, I've always been really active in the community in terms of advocating, or whether it be fundraising, giving back, or working with different charities or hosting fundraisers. Personally, I'm just so grateful to live in a community and be in a place where everyone is so supportive. Even with my fundraisers, a lot of our local businesses have been so helpful for me and a crucial part in my success, because without them and their support during my fundraisers, whether it be donations, whether it be hosting my fundraisers or donating gifts to my fundraisers, they've all just been such a crucial, important part of my journey. And I'm so grateful to just live in a supportive community where I'm able to lean on everyone around me and everyone's so encouraging. So I'm really grateful for that.
Yeah, that is so sweet that you mentioned how the local businesses have supported you. And I'm sure now with your platform, you're supporting them and giving back to them. So that's Absolutely. A huge step.
Absolutely.
And I mean, you are representing not only the South Asian and the Sikh community, you are now representing Canada as a whole. But it took you, what, 4 attempts to make it to this title?
Yes, it took me 4 times, and I went consecutively for 3 years, and then in between I took a 2-year break and I decided to go back this year, and I finally was able to, get the title, but it did take me 4 times.
Yeah, so what motivated you to keep trying after each attempt?
You know, I think I'm one thing that's always just been a part of me my whole life is I've always been a person to never give up, no matter what it is, whatever you're trying to work on. You know, we're human, we're not perfect, and sometimes things are a bit of, it's a work in progress. We're not going to be necessarily going to get to where we want to be the first time or the second time, and that's okay. That's a part of our journey. And I really like to believe that, you know, just because you maybe didn't get somewhere the first time, or you might have failed the first time, I don't even like using that word, but it doesn't define you. It doesn't define who you are, your capabilities, and what you're able to achieve in life. You know, everyone is different. For me, for somebody like me, it took me 4 times, but I was eventually able to get there. Yeah. I just took every opportunity as a learning and growth opportunity for myself, rather than an opportunity to feel discouraged and that I wasn't capable or good enough. And at the end of the day, there's only one individual that can go home with a title, but that doesn't mean all the other incredible people and the women that are competing in these pageants are not there. We're not any less. We all have purpose and something to offer. And that's just the mindset I had. And I kept going.
I love that. That is so inspiring. But what was that first moment where you realized that you want to participate in Miss Canada? What got you into pageantry in the first place?
Yeah, that's a great question. So growing up, I personally never thought I would ever do a pageant, but that's because I actually had a really negative perception about pageants. And it was just unfortunate because it was what I was surrounded by. It was what I was seeing on media, the societal social pressures, and thinking that I had to look a certain way or be a certain way to participate in a pageant. And a part of me in my life, I always was drawn to the entertainment industry, whether it be modeling, acting, or pageantry, was something that I always wanted to see myself doing. Mm-hmm. And eventually I came across a pageant that was a local pageant. So it was Miss British Columbia pageant. And I realized that it was actually a personality-based pageant. It was focused on who we are as individuals. And that was an eye-opener for me when I started looking at the pageantry side of things. And it led me to doing other pageants. And then when I came across Miss Canada, I noticed that it was a full personality pageant, really just on who we are as individuals, what our purpose is. So that is what drew me to Miss Canada. And that was just because I felt that, wow, you know, we're actually being valued for what our purpose is, what we want to advocate for, my personality. And that's what led me to it.
I love that. And speaking of personality, I think this is such a strong concept. I mean, I think growing up, we didn't often see people that looked like us in media, let alone represent us. And now just seeing brown women on such amazing platforms, whether it's pageantry, whether it's, you know, international platforms, whether it's movies, you know, we're getting to see people like us. And I know your, you know, your platform really focuses on self-love and mental health. Why is that cause so important to you? Why did personality drive you and not just beauty? Like, what was that thing that really stood out to you?
So that's a great question. And the reason why that it resonates so much with me is because I personally struggled to love myself growing up in, you know, modern society, media, and all the pressures that women are dealing with nowadays, and men too. And I feel like it's actually gotten worse now in today's society, in our modern world, and with media and the pressures that's coming along. But growing up, I personally struggled with learning to love myself, with feeling confident about myself. I never even expressed it because I would just hide it within me. And I was always so insecure about the way I looked or what I thought I had to be like. And I really struggled with body image. I struggled with confidence, self-esteem, and all these things were things that I was struggling with, and not feeling good enough, not feeling that I was capable of doing the things that I wanted to do, or, you know, entering this industry that was always so image focused, and all these pressures were really getting to me. So to be able to find my path and to have these opportunities where, you know, one, I'm getting accepted for who I am, you know, these pageants are really inclusive. Miss Canada is really inclusive. They accept women of all backgrounds, size, shape, color. It does not matter. It really focused on you. It really empowered me to feel that I could be myself and to learn to love myself and not having to change myself to do the things that I wanted to do in my life. So I was very grateful to come across pageants, actually, because if anything, I think it's really helped me grow as an individual, feel more confident, and learn to love myself and express myself freely without feeling that pressure.
That's so beautiful and well said. Did you have any role models growing up while you were struggling with, you know, loving yourself and with body image and things like that? Who were your role models?
Yeah, great question. So I've always grown up admiring my mom, to be honest. And I know a lot of people will say that, but I truly mean it, just because my mom's always been an individual that's, one, she's persevered through her life a lot, but she's always told us to love ourselves and just to be our true selves. She's never ever told us to do anything otherwise. She's been a great support in my life, and I just really look up to her. She's just been a great support system since day one. So my mom's been somebody that I've always admired, and she's gone through a lot in her life personally. So it's something that I've always looked at her, and I see her confidence all the time. And no matter what hardships she's been through, she's always been strong and confident, and that's kind of what's kept me going.
That is so sweet and honestly so relatable. I feel like anybody that asks me that question, I always talk about my mom, and I think some people may think of it as a cliched answer, but it's true. I mean, they're the first women that you interact with, and the way they lead their lives is the way you want to lead your life. And to be raised by strong, independent women is such a different notion, and it's so beautiful. Especially we grew up like in the late 90s and then the early 2000s, we've seen that gradual change, and to just have that sort of person and that anchor guiding you is so beautiful. So I'm glad you said that.
Thank you. No, absolutely. I cannot agree enough. Like it's so rare too. And I'm really grateful and just lucky to have a supportive, both of my parents, my mom and my dad, but yeah. Just being able to grow up with a woman like her has been really inspiring for me.
Do you remember your first moment when you wanted to do pageantry and you went to your parents and told them? Do you remember that moment?
Yeah. So, it was actually really interesting. And at the same time, I don't think they were too surprised, just because they knew that I was really fascinated with the modeling world. And I started doing a lot of freelance modeling in my local community, nothing major. So they were really supportive about that. And when I came across my very first pageant, I had just told my parents that I wanted to do this. And they kind of knew what pageants were, but at the same time, they didn't, because they've never really been a part of it or the process. So, when I just brought it to their attention and I told them that this is what I want to do, this is what we have to do, they were so supportive, and I'm just really grateful. But I also think it's really a two-way street. It's really important to keep your family in the loop, especially with our South Asian community. Sometimes when we have, those people that are just individuals that wanting to go into the entertainment industry, or whether it be like pageantry or whatever it may be, that's not the traditional path. Yeah. Sometimes there's a little bit of, it can go both ways. So sometimes it's not necessarily looked at in a positive way, just because of that lack of knowledge or awareness about what we're actually doing. Yeah. And I just really made it clear to always let my parents know, this is what I'm doing, this is what the process is like. Have them understand every little bit of it, so that they weren't, just confused about what I'm doing or whatever it may be. So they were really supportive in that sense.
That's really good to know. And I'm glad that you shared that piece, because I think for a lot of us and a lot of listeners, it's an important conversation, right? I think in one of my episodes with Neha Joy, we've spoken exactly about this. She's a TV host and producer with The Hollywood Reporter. And with our South Asian parents, it's a tough conversation to have and to kind of explain to them what we're doing, what are the steps required. So I'm glad you brought that up, and I appreciate you talking about transparency. I think communication and transparency goes a long way with whoever it is. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, thank you. I agree. I think that's definitely been something that's helped me throughout my journey. And, I am in a business field. I work in human resources. I do have a 9-to-5 job. I got my education, and I definitely did that path. But there's always things that we're passionate about, and whether that be hosting or modeling or acting or pageantry, whatever it may be, whatever your journey path is, you should absolutely do it. And I'm just grateful that they've been able to support both for me.
That's amazing. And I cannot wait to chat more about you and your 9-to-5 and getting into pageantry. But before we do that, I'd love to understand. So you mentioned that, you took a 2-year break to focus on yourself. What was that time like? How did this time away from pageantry contribute to your personal growth?
Yeah, so my 2-year break wasn't necessarily just with pageantry. Initially, I never even thought that I would be going back every year to compete again. But I would say the break was more so for my mental health overall. Of course, being in the public eye at times, or whether you're in the entertainment industry, like I mentioned, having a social media presence, and just that world itself, I felt that it was just really draining me. And I did go through a bit of my own personal struggles with depression, with anxiety. I was battling with health issues, the social and the society, just overall, all those pressures, everything was getting to me those 2 years. And at that point in time, I was just feeling all of these negative emotions. I was just feeling so unaccomplished. I was feeling not good enough. I was going through so many different feelings. And at that point, I just had to ask myself, okay, what do you need to do for yourself right now? What is it that you need? Is that a break from social media? Is that a break from the modeling world? Is that a break from just overall everything? Whatever it is, just do it. So I took a bit of a step back. I wasn't completely, you know, MIA or missing or anything of that sort, but I did take a break from everything just so I could discover myself, to figure out what it is that I needed, spend more time with family. I felt like I wasn't as present as I should, spend more time with my friends, live in the moment, not, you know, be so consumed with media. And unfortunately, at times, and just with the way the world works, sometimes we do get consumed with these things. And by all means, there's so many great things about it, but sometimes it can also drain you and it can hit you in a different way and it can be a negative impact on you. And it's really important to recognize when that is happening to you. So those 2 years, I just really took time to focus on my health, to focus on just what I needed for my mental health and be honest with myself. And I wasn't for a while. So when I felt that I was mentally, emotionally, physically, everything just ready to do something for myself this year, that's when it came to me. And when you know, it's just a feeling you get. And I told myself that this was a year that I really wanted to pick things up again and do what I love most and keep pursuing my passions. And I just felt in a better place after, of course, taking care of myself, you know, getting what I need. And I was also really focusing on like I work with a Canadian Mental Health Association. So I work with the Stigma Free Mental Health Society. So I was really involved in that for the last 2 years, and it kind of helped my process as well. And that's what I did.
Well, kudos to you for prioritizing yourself. I think we always put that on the bottom of the list. And it's so important because that really affects all of our other goals. Like if you're not feeling your fittest, both mentally and physically, you're not going to be able to give it your best. So I guess that brings me to like, what would be your like 5 takeaways from those 2 years of just like learning more about yourself?
5 takeaways. Okay, let me try to get this 5 takeaways. Make sure I don't miss any. I would definitely say is one thing that I would say is just being honest with yourself, not feeling that you have to be anybody but yourself. And I think for a lot of people, and well, at least myself, sometimes we like to just avoid what we're going through or not take it seriously. Yeah. You know, you're having anxiety. Okay. Are you actually looking into it? Are you getting the help that you need? Are you addressing it? Or are you just saying it and moving on from it and trying to avoid it? So being honest with yourself was one thing, just understanding what you need, that check-in with yourself, that really helped me to begin with. The next thing I would just say is ask yourself what makes you happy, right? At the end of the day, when you're going through anything in your life, I think the most important question you have to ask yourself is what makes me happy? What do I need in this moment? So having that check-in, that self-reflection, I would say. I think just doing some things that make you, you know, whether it be, okay, this is like, I need to spend time with my family. I need to go travel. I need to go, whatever it may be, just do those things. That was a big thing for me. I think a big thing for me is also just journaling, self-reflection. I like to write out my thoughts. I like to really do that reflection piece. In our busy lives, we don't really reflect and come home every day and think, okay, well, what did I go through today? And we don't have time like that. So self-reflection is a big thing for me. I think that's really important. Giving yourself just that genuine love to yourself. I think we all need to focus on loving ourselves. Sometimes we're a bit too harsh on ourselves. And especially with the things that we are exposed to in this world, we can be even harder on ourselves. Yeah. And that was something that I had to really do. And I guess I think I've hopefully gotten to 5, but I think just eliminating anything in your life that isn't bringing you that positivity, whether that be people, places, things, anything. So knowing what those things are, what's triggering you or what you need to eliminate, and eliminating it.
Yeah.
Would be a good thing.
I love that. Thank you so much for using your voice to like highlight such important things, because I'm telling you, they are so underrated. And even for someone like you, you know, your social media reflects that you are Miss Canada and everybody sees this best version of you. But I think it's so important for people to understand that there are layers. And like you mentioned, you took 2 years to yourself. And I think everybody should really take a step back and truly understand where their goals are. Are they aligned with it? And are they feeling okay? And it's okay to be not okay, but you should be taking the right steps. You should be surrounding yourself yourself with that kind of support system.
Absolutely. And to never judge a book by its cover, you know, even people like me who are perceived as confident, oh, she has it all together. But, you know, we get judged on a lot of things. And sometimes you look at a person on their social media, but you really don't know what they're going through.
Exactly.
Throughout my life, just being in the industry that I am in, yes, things can look very glamorous, things can look really exciting, but truly speaking, you know, that's not always the case. And we all go through our own hardships and battles. So it's really important to understand that there is no such thing as perfect. There's no perfect person. We are all human and we all go through our own individual battles. So it's really important to see that and understand that.
I love that. I love that. And I know you use your platform also to kind of advocate for self-love and mental health. Can you talk to us more about that and how you kind of present that to other students? I know you kind of go to different campuses, if I'm not wrong.
So I actually work with the Stigma Free Mental Health or Society. So we are a Canadian-based charity and we work with students all over Canada. They are virtual presentations. However, what we do is we really educate students on what mental health and mental illnesses are and stigmas around it. And then as presenters, we relate our personal battles and stories that we deal with. My personal story really focuses on confidence, self-esteem, and learning to accept yourself and how I had to navigate through societal and media pressures and how I overcame that and things and ways that they can overcome these pressures as well. Of course, everybody goes through things differently, but that's how I went through my struggles in my life. So that's how I apply my personal stories through these presentations that we're doing with students. And what I love is that we're starting so young because personally, I didn't know what a lot of things were or much about mental health and mental health awareness growing up. Being in the South Asian community, especially, it's not spoken much about. And of course, not being able to get that education early in life. So I think that what the organization is doing is fantastic, starting kids at a young age. So they're so aware about what are the things that they need to look at, just learning about mental health awareness. We all have, not everybody has mental illnesses, but everyone has mental health. And it's so important to take care of it. So I'm really, really grateful to be a part of this organization and to be able to just educate and inspire and share our real life experiences.
Yeah, kudos to you again for, you know, again, using your platform and doing this. Can you think of any like story that really impacted someone, like, you know, from your personal story? Can you share a little more about it? An anecdote maybe would be really helpful for the audience.
Yeah, I think a big thing was to be able to just have someone come. I had a student come up to me and after a presentation and say, oh, I'm going through the same thing and so is my friend. And just being able to like learn to love ourselves, dealing with body image, learning to just be able to actually fully accept yourself. And personally, I just think the biggest impact is being somebody at like Miss Canada, holding a title like this, being able to show and exemplify that you don't have to be a certain way. You are accepted for who you are in order to do these things, in order to be Miss Canada or to be anything that you want to be, and to be able to show what we truly are about, what pageantry is truly about, what this world should truly be about. And that's really learning to accept people for who they are, where they come from. And just being able to share my personal story and having students come to me later and saying, wow, that's really inspiring. I never thought that I would be able to do something in my life or I'd have to be a certain way. And I've been feeling the same way that you used to feel. And just being able to have that impact on them, it's a really good feeling. And every presentation that I have, every time I'm talking about things, I not only feel like I'm inspiring, but I'm feeling more inspired myself each time. It's just really nice to be able to be vulnerable and share my experiences. And I really want to keep doing that because I really want to empower, you know, not just youth, but adults as well, men, women, everyone, to just be vulnerable, to just be honest with yourself and to know that we all go through something. And that's the biggest thing.
Yeah. And speaking of mental health, I think one of the biggest challenges is when you are wearing multiple hats and, you know, you are trying to do too many things at once. I mean, you could put it in both ways. Either you're trying to do too many things at once or you're prioritizing your time to do what's important, but then also follow your dreams and passions. And with, I think, my journey with all of the people that we've had on my podcast and yours, we are the kind of people that have our 9 to 5 and are continuing to pursue our passion. So talk to me more about it. How did you balance your 9 to 5 responsibilities and also, you know, become Miss Canada? How did you balance the two?
So yes, I do have a 9 to 5. I love the job, love my career. It's great. But I've always been a big believer that we should continue to pursue our passions and make that time to do the things that we love most. And I think the biggest thing is just being able to organize and just staying on it. I'm a big organizer just to begin with. I like to have a schedule. So I do have a set schedule. And one thing that I've learned in our busy, fast-paced lives is it's okay to be busy. It's okay to have multiple hats, but don't burn out. And I went through phases in my life where I was doing so many things at once. And I had to find a way to be able to just balance everything. And that's just what I'm doing, taking things on, but knowing when to take a break, making sure I'm getting rest. So these are things that I'm very mindful about, but I just try my best to be organized, use my calendar, write notes, have reminders, things like that. And also at the same time, am I making that time for myself to do anything, whether it even just be going to like hot yoga or just getting some physical activity in my day to day or spend time with my family. So having a schedule just really helps.
Yeah. What are some conscious efforts you took to make sure that you are organized and you're being able to use your time to its full potential?
I would say just having that calendar and that reminders, the reminders set every single day, that really helps being organized, just because of course, when you're working your full-time job, but then of course you're also, you know, with the title Miss Canada, and you're also dealing with different people, you know, getting back to emails. There's so much going on in my day to day. I also just made a conscious effort to make sure that I'm checking everything in a timely manner, but also taking breaks from it because I don't want to get overwhelmed. Absolutely. I think burnout is real. I've had it. I've been through it. And it's so important to just be mindful and take breaks. Like I just came back from a vacation. Mm-hmm. A part of me felt guilty for going because I felt that I had to just keep being on work mode. But a part of me really appreciated that because you need breaks. We're all human. Absolutely. We need to have breaks. So stay organized, do your day to day. Have a calendar. It really helps. That's my biggest advice. Just write things down, set reminders, but take breaks.
Okay. Let's all take a break soon.
Absolutely.
Speaking of, you know, I had a chain of thought. I completely lost it. We were talking about staying organized. Sorry, give me a second. It was a really good question in my head.
No, it happens to me all the time because your brain's always running, right? There's always so much happening. And
what was it about? Oh my gosh. It was something to do with staying organized. Oh, yes. Yeah. I remember now. It was, I was very curious to know more about how did your company and your, you know, your people that you work with take the news of you becoming Miss Canada 2024?
It was actually quite interesting, just because I try to keep my lives as separate as I can. Of course, it's a little hard when you have a bit of a social media presence, or when you're winning a title, or even participating in a pageant. It's definitely out there. But I always believe in, you know, keeping everything professional and having my lives as separate as they can be, even whether it be my personal life, professional life, everything. So let them know. they knew about my background and what I've been involved in. So I decided to let them know that I wanted to go back to Miss Canada. They've been super supportive the whole process, the entire way. So I'm really grateful to have a team like them. And when I won, they were also really excited about it. So it's just been really, I've been really grateful and lucky to just to be have people around me that have been really excited for me and really supportive in the entire process.
I love that for you. And how are you kind of, you know, because you have this strong sense of purpose and you really want to make a change when it comes about self-love and, you know, making sure people are aware of what mental health is and how they can kind of take care of themselves. Are you doing anything in your workplace as well to kind of influence and make an impact there?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, working in HR itself, those things are really important to us, just working in that field industry. So that's a part of our day to day, whether it just be mental health, awareness, and just making sure overall the betterment of our associates. You know, working in human resources, I find it like very, very rewarding. Another reason why I love the field is just because you're helping individuals grow professionally, find their path, their journey, your support system at the same time, you know? So we wear multiple hats working in that field. And that's also kind of what led me to it, just because there was a part of me that I've always been somebody who loves helping people, whether it be professionally, whether it just be in any sort of way. So that's for me, I think every day is a day for us to just be able to support somebody else when you're going to work. And that's where I find my joy for sure.
I love that. I can totally see that you're a people person, and I'm sure all your coworkers are really lucky to have you and to have such a strong presence in the HR. It is, I think, the backbone of the company. So it's so important.
I appreciate that.
Speaking of, you know, being Miss Canada now, what are your long-term goals as Miss Canada, or what are you expecting in 2024? What's next for you?
Yeah, it's going to be a busy year. I can't believe it's already been just over a month, and it's just been so exciting. I've had the opportunity to talk to a lot of amazing people like you and really connect. Grateful to be meeting people all over the world. But this year is really going to be focused on the advocating aspect of things. So working with different charities and organizations, really amplifying the message of self-love and acceptance, and learning to really bring in that body positivity for men and women, trying to navigate through the societal pressures, media pressures that we're dealing with day to day. So that advocating aspect is going to be going on all year long, working with different organizations, charities, definitely looking to work with a lot of institutes, talking to youth, a lot of presentations, appearances. So it's a little bit of everything. And I'm just really hoping that I can use this year to really amplify my message, to inspire other people, inspire women around me, and just really encourage everybody to pursue their dreams, their passions, to really love themselves and live your lives in full confidence. That's really important.
Oh, I love that. I'm wishing you the very best. It is such an important message, especially for young women and men, and that come from, you know, diverse families, that are not necessarily, you know, grown, brought up in one place. I think just kind of accepting and being in that atmosphere and being in that environment is so different and challenging, and to have a voice that's guiding them in that direction is so important. So I'm very excited for your 2024 goals and all the things that you have in store. It's going to be an exciting year.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
What message would you say you'd have for young women and men of color who aspire to break barriers in their fields?
Absolutely. So I would just say, never give up. Believe in yourself. Resilience is key. Mm-hmm. Taking it from a person like me, who it's taken years to get to where I need to be today, but that doesn't define us. So don't let failure or any sort of bumps in the road define who you are. Always be confident in yourself, love yourself, and just do what makes you happy. And I promise you, you're going to be so happy in your life and succeed. Just never give up. Perseverance is key. And if you continue to believe in yourself and use every opportunity as a learning experience, a time to grow, you will get to where you want to be. So that's my advice.
I love that. I literally have goosebumps. I love that.
It's important. And sometimes it's such a simple message, but we don't necessarily always remind ourselves about these things. And
no, absolutely not.
It's easy to get discouraged in your life, and it's easy to be impacted by external, internal factors. And it's really something that we have to continue to remind ourselves. And I really hope that I can exemplify that and show people that, you know, there is something out there for you, and whatever it is, it's going to happen for you. You just have to believe in yourself and work hard and truly love yourself in the process.
1000%. I also feel like just because we have so much exposure to social media now, and like I mentioned previously, we always see the topmost layer. That's the beautiful, glamorous layer, and not the behind the scenes. And I think it's important to know that every individual out there has the behind the scene that is not even close to being that glamorous. So you have to kind of, you know, give yourself that grace and not be hard on yourself and enjoy the process. I like seeing run your own race rather than comparing yourself to someone else's. So I think it's so important.
Very well said.
But if you could go back in time and give your younger self a piece of advice, what would it be?
Oh, if I could go back in time and give myself a piece of advice, I would have told myself that you are enough. Mm-hmm. And that is something that I wish I kept telling myself, that you are enough and you are absolutely fine just the way you are. Don't change yourself. Don't feel that you need to be somebody that you're not. And yep. You yourself are enough to do whatever that is in your life. And that's the reason why I say that is just because growing up, I of course had my internal battles with things, and just being able to overcome that was a journey for me. It was a lot. And if I was maybe telling myself that a little bit more, I feel like it would have really helped, but it's okay. Life is all a journey. You have to go through our struggles. So always just know that you're enough. You're always enough.
I truly love that. Do you have any experiences from your childhood that you can remember that truly kind of impacted you both in a negative and a positive way?
Yeah, I mean, a prime example would be also just growing up in our South Asian community. I don't know if this is something that you might relate to, but talking about bodies and making references towards our body and weight was just a really, really common conversation. And at that time, I didn't realize it really had me thinking about the way I looked. You know, just general comments that sometimes are coming out as jokes to other people, but not realizing that it has an impact on our mental health or how we feel about ourselves and our bodies. I was very self-conscious in thinking about my body and my weight just because of the society and people that I was surrounded by growing up. And that was something that had me thinking about the way I looked and having a negative body image growing up. It was definitely another impact on my mental health and how mm-hmm. I felt about myself. But growing up in high school as well, like I was bullied. I was constantly shamed about my body weight. And it was unfortunate that I had to even experience, or anybody has to go through that. But it was something that I was dealing with and going through throughout my youth and growing up, just not maybe dressing the same way as other people or being my own self. Right. Yeah. So there was a lot of things that impacted me, and it was coming from different areas. And then of course, wanting to model and act, and just when I wanted to get into that industry, I absolutely felt that, okay, I could never do this. I need to look that way. I don't look like that. I need to be a certain size. I need to be a certain height. It was just so discouraging wanting to go into an industry where I just felt that I was not enough or I couldn't be mm-hmm. my truth. And it's nice to see how things have evolved nowadays, and there's a lot more representation, especially when it comes to different backgrounds and body shapes and sizes, and it's really nice to see that. I wasn't as exposed to it back in the day, and growing up, you know, it was just something that I was not aware of, so it really had me thinking about myself in a negative way, and it really yeah. impacted how I felt about myself. So lots of different things that were impacting the way I felt about myself and how I loved myself growing up.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you had to go through that, but it's also very relatable because, I mean, I grew up in India and we do have these conversations. They're not directly to you, but they're about other people or even, you know, films and, you know, billboards that you see around you or there's certain products that are advertising certain, you know, things to you. And they do make you question yourself, you know, or you wish you looked a certain type, or even the Western media. I mean, the concept of people having different body types, I did not know growing up. And I think somewhere it has affected me so much that I'm trying to make a conscious change in myself in my 20s now. So it's definitely a battle, and I'm really glad that, you know, we're now voicing it and it's now so much more evolved so that younger girls and boys don't have to go through it. It is not something that one should be thinking about. It's truly about, you know, are you leading with empathy? Are you, you know, leading with confidence? Are those two things, are you leading with kindness? You know, I think those are the parameters that you need to have.
Absolutely. And, you know, there was a time in my life where I was even told that, oh, you need to lose weight and yeah. you need to do this and be this size in order to do X, Y, and Z. And I said to myself, really, like, this is how it's going to be. And it was so discouraging to have been told that and to be asked that. And it's been asked on multiple occasions. And that for me was the hardest impact, because it's so discouraging. You're basically saying that I'm not accepted for the way I am. And then you're asking me to change in order to be accepted or to be able to do something or pursue whatever I'm trying to pursue. So for me, that was a big eye opener. It was shocking. And yes, it absolutely was discouraging for me. And that is why in my path in my life and coming to where I am today and being Miss Canada and even coming across this pageant, and it's so personality focused, it was so important to me just because of the things that I've gone through in the past. Yeah. And it's really nice to be able to have the opportunity to be myself. I didn't have to change the way I look. I didn't have to change anything about me. It was just my true self, and I was accepted for who I am. And, you know, beauty comes in all different shapes and sizes, backgrounds, colors, everything. So that is what we need to focus on. And we should not be feeling any less just because one person looks another way and we look another way. We need to embrace our uniqueness. And absolutely, that's what I want women and men to really feel and understand, that you don't need to be a certain way. You need to just be yourself, and you will be accepted for who you are.
Exactly. Have you heard that song? What makes you, what was it? It's, what is it? Who Says by Selena Gomez.
Yes. Yes. I have.
I was having another conversation with a friend on her podcast, and we spoke about these things. Oops. Where do you go?
She's really big on body positivity as well. And yeah, I really respect her journey. And she's also somebody that I actually look up to, because I think she's incredible and she's gone through a lot in her life, but yeah, she's really truly shown and exemplified body positivity and self-love for herself.
1000%. You know, shifting gears to our last question, I ask this to all my guests. What are three ingredients that fill your cup of success?
I would say passion. I am very passionate, and I love things that I'm passionate about, and I love it when people follow their passions. So that's one thing. Resilience, that is something that fills my cup. Never giving up and just always having that drive. And I would say empathy. I just think that I'm a person that's very empathetic, and I think it's really important to be empathetic towards people, to give that compassion. I love love. I love spreading love. I love getting love. And I think it's important. And I think it's something that we need to do more of on our day to day, whether it be to yourself, to your friends, to your family, to the world, to whatever you can do, just spread love. And it goes such a long way. So I think those things really fill my cup, and it makes me happy. And like, it just makes me very happy.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I don't think anything could top that answer. That was beautiful.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
But thank you so much for joining us on season 2 of Chai with Champs. It was such an honor talking to you and learning about your journey. And I'm so excited for everything that's in store for you for 2024 and beyond. You're doing a great deed with your voice, your crown, and your platform. So thank you again for not only representing us so beautifully, but really representing and advocating for young women and men and people of color. It's so beautiful. So thank you.
I appreciate it so much. And thank you for having me and just hearing my story. It means a lot.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to hit the follow button on all your favorite streaming platforms. Go follow us on social media at Chai with Champs and share with your friends and family. We'll be back every other Monday at 6 p.m. CT.